Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Electricity, we take it for granted until it stops. Here in the Northeast, there's always a concern about thunderstorms, not necessarily above you, somewhere in the county. That means that somewhere a tree's going to fall and somewhere the power's going to go out. Electricity. I learned from Bud Weinstein, writing at the new publication, The Messenger, that electricity is now a national concern. That's right. We have no confidence right now, according to those in authority, that the American electricity grid is substantial enough to get through what is coming towards us, said to be a warmer than usual summer. It may be that what we're looking at is El Nino, warm and dry. That's a prediction out of the Pacific. But according to the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, resources should be adequate to meet normal summer peak demand. But if summer temperatures spike and become more widespread, the U.S., West, Midwest, Texas, and Southeast United States, New England, and Ontario may experience resource shortfalls. Why are we in this condition? What is to be done? Bud, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. We got here because once upon a time, we had over 1,000 coal-fired electric generating plants. Now, I read, according to your reporting, we have just over 200. And that reduction explains a lot about why we don't have confidence getting through the summer. What is base load? What does that mean, Bud? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Base load power refers to those generating sources, nuclear, large gas plants, coal, that are on 24/7. They operate around the clock, and they provide huge numbers, billions of electrons into the nation's power grid. As you mentioned, what's happened over the past decade is we've seen a lot of these baseload plants taken offline, not just coal plants, but almost 20 nuclear plants have also been taken offline. What we've done instead is substitute renewables, particularly wind and now solar, and that's all well and good, but as we've discussed in the past, those sources are intermittent, and they only produce electrons when the sun's shining or the wind's blowing. And then to make matters worse, we just haven't been investing in the grid. The state of the U.S. power grid is deplorable, and we've known that. The Biden administration says we're going to spend billions of dollars upgrading the grid, but that hasn't happened yet. So a combination of a grid that's in poor repair coupled with the substitute of renewables for baseload power is what's putting us at risk this summer for brownouts and blackouts.
So the green ambition is doing better taking down coal-fired plants and nuclear power plants than it is in putting up replacements. And here we are in the summer of 2023. Peter Lake is the public utility commissioner for the state of Texas, which consumes more electricity by far, you write, than any other state. What's the expectation for this summer in Texas?
We're skating on pretty thin ice, according to the Public Utility Commission, or according to the power grid operator. Texas is somewhat unique in two ways. Number one, we're one of the few states where the demand for power is growing, and that's because our population and our industrial base are expanding so rapidly. Secondly, Texas has its own grid. You know, we have relatively few interconnects with other states. There's one small interconnect with Mexico. So we need to have lots of reserve in order to maintain grid stability. The problem in Texas is, yes, we've been adding generating capacity, but it's been mainly renewables. You know, we've got more wind installed than the next three states combined. Something like 25% of all the installed power generation in Texas is wind, and that's great when the wind is blowing. But oftentimes, in the middle of the summer, when it's 110 degrees in West Texas, where those windmills are located, we're not getting any power at all, because in the summer, the wind tends to blow at night. So, yeah, Texas may be more at risk for outages than any other state.
The concern now is, can Texas get through it? Can the nation's grid get through it? You report that the nation's investor-owned utilities have proposed $13 billion in grid modernization investments. What happened to it, Bud? What was the greeting in the state capitals and in Washington?
Well, very little has happened. I thought it was really interesting that last year something like $13 billion in grid modernization investments was proposed, but less than $500 million was approved by state and federal regulators. There's a NIMBY issue here as well. You know, people don't like to see transmission lines in their backyard, or they don't like to see their property taken for eminent domain, so you get a lot of pushback. What's more, John, we're even starting to see pushback against renewables. There have been several hundred applications for wind and solar farms at the local level that have been denied over the past year.
What we do not have at this point is an answer. Is that correct, Bud? I mean, we're tilting at windmills, which is, of course, a good source of electricity if they're all linked up together. Because this summer is upon us and we're not prepared. So what is the expectation? Not worst case scenario, just a reasonable expectation of an inadequate grid and El Nino.
As I titled this piece, let's keep our fingers crossed this summer and hope that it's not excessively warm or we don't have severe weather events that could take down parts of the grid. So, yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and maybe we will muddle through this summer. But I think there's some long-term issues that we need to deal with. And, yes, we're in the midst of this energy transition, and the power grid is going to look very different 50 years from now. I guess the great hope is this large-scale battery storage, and we are seeing increased investments, and for that matter, huge federal subsidies for large-scale battery storage. And when that's in place, yeah, then the renewables become more reliable because you can store power and use it when it's needed. But that's decades away. I think in the interim, we need to look carefully at our baseload power generation. We've got to stop retiring coal plants. We've got to keep nuclear in the mix. In fact, I have argued for years that we can't have an energy future, a green energy future, without nuclear. And we've got to build more natural gas plants in order to ensure reliability. But it's difficult to do. The environmentalists hate all fossil fuels. And it's just a real challenge. And along with that, and this gets fairly technical, you've got to have pricing mechanisms in place so that if you're going to build a baseload power plant, you're going to be compensated for that time when the power is not being generated. That's what's called a capacity charge. That's been a big issue here in Texas. And indeed, just this year, the legislature has come up with a plan to partially compensate these baseload providers when they're on standby. So, yeah, there's lots that can be done, but it gets complicated because you've got local regulation, you've got state regulation, you've got federal regulation in the electric power industry. And, better coordination might help, but in the interim, we're just looking at a mishmash, and I think we're in for a bumpy ride for the next decade.
And the media in Texas, has it given a verdict of what the summer is, or are they waiting?
Well, the media has been fairly vocal in terms of both news coverage and editorializing about the need to conserve power this summer. Indeed,
right,
that's been a story over the last couple of years where everybody's encouraged to conserve electricity. And what typically happens when the mercury gets over 100 degrees, if directives come out from the state regulator asking people to voluntarily cut back on power use, don't run your washing machine during the day, and so-called voluntary cutbacks in order to prevent the grid going down. And we'll probably see more of that this summer.
Bud Weinstein, Bernard Weinstein, is an emeritus professor of applied economics at the University of North Texas, former associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University, a fellow of Good Enough College, writing at the new publication, which I recommend, The Messenger. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.